remember that guy.
Weird Al.
Weird Al. How are you?
Mr. Yankovic.
Wearing your Eddie Bauer t-shirt
I
here
am.
This morning.
Yeah. I know. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Is it okay for you to say it, though?
I buy a lot of stuff at Eddie Bauer.
All right. Well, is that okay to say?
Yeah, probably.
We're on a roll.
We are on a roll. Maybe they'll give us a free tea sometime.
Some palms will not be greased.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. I'm looking forward. You know, last year I went to the Ethnic Enrichment Festival.
Ah. Were you enriched?
I was enriched and I got full. That's why we played that Eat It, the parody of Michael Jackson's Beat It. So Beat It to
so
the...
So Weird Al's not coming here.
No,
we're just talking about eating food.
And... it's thematically connected. And boy, will there be eating as well as entertainment from around the world, Friday evening, all day and night, Saturday, all day Sunday at Swope Park. Also, to avoid construction on 63rd Street, it's a good move to use Meyer Boulevard on your way to the festival. Otherwise, you'll be very hungry by the time you get there.
How sensitive of you to throw that tip out to our listeners.
Yeah,
thank you,
that's
Brian.
Right. And Eddie Bauer. I just said that again, too. Yeah, happy to help. yes, let's talk food. May we do so? 60 cultures, as well as music, dance, and crafts, right here in the heart of the Midwest. Looks like it's going to be a nice weather weekend, low 80s, no rain, at least not according to my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Bauer, iPhone. Yeah. We're doing good.
It needs to rain. It's supposed to rain today. It's not going to rain today.
Lots of different flavors than maybe you're used to trying.
Such as?
Well, that's funny you mentioned that. By the way, this stuff is like maybe a buck to $5 a sample, so it's not very expensive.
It's reasonable.
It's very, very reasonable. No tax. Everyone's
$3 to get in. Reasonable.
Unless you're 12 or younger.
Then you're free.
Of course, if you're 12 or younger, you're pretty free no matter what, right? Yeah. Even if they charge. Saffron chicken from Nepal. Skewers of spiced beef, chicken or lamb from Pakistan, dueling meatballs. Should you try the Spanish meatballs or the Swedish meatballs?
I think I might try both.
That's exactly the answer I was looking for. coconut juice from Thai, it says here, served very cold. Turkish coffee, if that's more your thing. I'm looking forward, especially, I had some last year, Brazilian barbecue. And I cannot recommend the Brazilian barbecue any more.
And you're talking about this at lunchtime, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Let's see. What else do we want to... Oh. And you know the festival will have two of KCOR's very own announcing talents as MCs.
And those would be?
Danny Alexander and, I believe, also Linda Scher.
That's a pretty good combo.
That's a pretty good combo. Plus, there's a kids' world there. You know, lots of stuff going on in addition to making your tummy full. You can learn how the bagpipe works. Which is
really?
An interesting thing to even tackle. Well, okay, step one,
yes,
blow. Step two,
blow again.
And repeat as necessary.
You are so full of good information here. The Ethnic Enrichment Festival, 6 to 10, Friday evening, noon to 10, Saturday, noon to 6 on Sunday, right?
I think it's a good thing to do, as Martha Stewart would say. I agree.
And as always, all Brian's picks will be on our website at kcur.org. Mark Lowry.
It's not actually Mark Lowry.
Oh, it's the collective featuring him this weekend.
Yes, we are going. Well, we're celebrating the Toy Piano Collective featuring Mark Lowry, as it says there on your cheat sheet, right?
Yes, yes.
We're actually listening to an example of Toy Piano, a piece called Wind Forest by, I believe, a Japanese keyboardist whose name I won't even attempt to say. Because it would just slaughter it. Anyway, this is very different and very cool, and I'm a big Toy Piano fan. Did you know that about me?
I did not.
The Toy Piano Collective
featuring... You are a Toy Piano fan.
Well, if it's a toy, count me in.
Okay.
Mark Lowry, keyboardist extraordinary.
Yes.
From Kansas City. He's leading this very interesting undertaking, which will... I mean, you'll hear jazz, you'll hear Afro-Latin, you'll hear hip-hop, you'll hear Toy Piano... 9:30 Saturday night, downtown, 15th and Grand at the Czar Bar. The Toy Piano, okay, it's a novelty, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most typically associated with children. I do remember a kid-friendly rock band from years ago called Pianosaurus that prominently featured a toy piano. They have a special place in my toy piano-loving heart.
Huh.
But Casey keyboardist Lowry and his pals are actually part of a long history of serious musicians who have incorporated the toy piano into their sound. Probably most famously, I'll say it if you don't want to.
Please. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, no, you're not. You're so humble. You're so. Yeah. It's the Suite for Toy Piano in 1948 by John Cage.
Oh.
And as you know.
Oh, yes,
as
of
you
course.
Know, of course.
Yeah.
And lots of rock bands over the years have used Toy Piano, perhaps more ironically than not. But you're going to get like all kinds of crazy genre-busting, jumping styles from Lowry on the Toy Piano. He is such an impressive improviser.
He is.
He's artful, he's fearless, and he's fun all at the same time. And I think this is something, you know, I did not have a toy piano as a child, and this is my way of having one, at least for one night, and that would be Saturday night at the Czar Bar with the Toy Piano Collective.
The king, isn't it?
Of the blues.
The blues, B.B. Yeah.
And that's Lucille he's playing. His guitar, B.B. King and Lucille will
How
be...
How old is B.B. King?
86.
86?
Yes, which is why he prefers to perform sitting down these days.
I would not blame him.
Understandably.
Yeah.
But the blues stands at full attention when he addresses them in such standards as I know he will at 7:30 Friday night at Starlight Theater, B.B. King, as well as the Robert Cray Band, but I think he's going to do 3 O'Clock Blues. I think he's going to do You Don't Know Me, which, of course, we actually do know him, and his most popular crossover hit, The Thrill Is Gone. John Lennon told Rolling Stone publisher Jan Wenner in 1970, and this just, I read this as a kid, reading this famous John Lennon interview.
Right.
And when I wanted to know who B.B. King was, when John Lennon says to me, "Well, I wish I could just do like B.B. King."
Really, really.
John Lennon had the greatest respect, as we all do, for B.B. King. And, you know, John Lennon wasn't such a bad guitar player, more rhythm than picking it out. Funny thing about B.B. King, this is well known, but still, like, blows my mind. If you go see B.B. King at Starlight Theater, he will not sing and play at the same time on what he needs to be focusing on. You know, his heart and soul comes out through those fingers, onto those strings. It's like there's no separation between what he wants to do and what he actually does. It's an unbroken, glorious through line.
And he'll be performing with someone pretty well known, too.
Well, Robert Cray.
Yeah.
He's no slouch in the blues. But any King, I can't think of any better blues ambassadors, especially blues guitar. You know, B.B. King, he's an institution. That's why he does those commercials on TV for diabetes treatment products, and he has these B.B. King restaurant and blues clubs around the country. So you're seeing history, and you're going to be massively entertained.
7:30 Friday night at Starlight Theater. Okay. Pies. We're talking pies.
Are you ready for pie?
We're talking something. Yeah.
We're all ready. It's the Summer Pie Contest. There will be pie.
Mm.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Record Bar. It's a music club typically, but the music will be in this pie dough. People are going to bake pies. They're going to bring them with their recipes.
Love pie.
Love pie.
Love pie.
We should. Have you done a show about pie?
No, I've not.
Okay, so anyway, they're going to do pie. They have to bring the recipes to participate. Also, you will share pie. I mean, if you're going to a place where there's pie, just being around it, the sight of it, the aroma of it. I mean, aren't you going to have a piece of pie?
Yes, I'm going to. I probably have several.
I don't know what you win if you have the best pie recipe, but I think it should be more pie.
And quickly tell us about Parkville Days Riverfest.
All right. Parkville Days Riverfest. Back to Cherry Pie. Just keep playing that, please, for me, for Steve. English Landing Park, downtown Parkville, music, food, carnival rides, probably some pie as well, games, arts and crafts, Friday night, all day and night, Saturday, Sunday. Have a great time. Also, a parade Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
There's always stuff going on in this town.
It's a busy, fun, wonderful...
Keeps you in business.
Yes, it does.
That's Brian McTavish. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for coming in.
You'll find his complete weekend to-do list as well as more details about our program and previous broadcasts at kcur.org. This week, as we send our younger kids back to school, many are wondering about how much sleep they need. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Plus, we'll hear stories about dropping your kids off at college. Poignant stories they are. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.